Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Stone bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Bill Treasurer, Giant Leap Consulting. Give us that website again, Bill.
CourageBuilding.com.
CourageBuilding.com. You can find all of his books there, including Courage Goes to Work. And the new one is The Leadership Killer. Is that right, Bill?
Yeah, that's right, with Captain John Havlick, yeah. Navy SEAL officer.
Right, there you go. So we're talking about some of the 7 different ways to improve your professionalism. We're not going to get to all of them. We just talked about character, the fact that adversity doesn't create character. It reveals it. What's the next one?
Caring. And what we mean by that is you got to give a rip. Mm-hmm. You actually have to be into it. You know, I think it's helpful to love business. You've got to be into it. You've got to understand the innards of it, and you've got to make sure that you care about your people, and that means taking an interest in them, knowing what their hobbies are, knowing their outside life and the cadence of it, and yeah. knowing how that you can create opportunities for them to get along. So you've got to be somebody who cares about the business and the people that are helping you get along.
If you want to see lack of character in person actually functioning in front of you, notice a person who is a selfish person. If you're a selfish person, then you have a character. That's by definition means you have a character deficit, and if you are selfish, that means you're going to be less caring. I don't know how else to say it, Bill. What do you think?
I think that the way I've described it in one of my books is that every leader at some point, you know, it makes sense. You're maybe younger in your career. You got sharp elbows of ambition. You're competing against your peers. You want to get ahead over them. Some degree of that is okay. But at some point
that's
during your career,
that's
particularly if you're going to be a leader.
That's competitiveness. That's not being selfish. That's different from selfishness.
Right. So I look at it like I call it making the holy shift. Holy shift. Holy shift means that I got to move away from being selfish to being selfless, mm-hmm. meaning I have to serve the people that are under my leadership, that I'm privileged to impact through my mm-hmm. leadership. And that means taking an interest in people that are not me. And it's at some point, we have to manage our ego to be able to be a good leader.
That's right.
And caring others means to be willing to suffer with them. And, you know, passion means to suffer.
And being self-aware, and someone once said, great people don't think less of themselves. They just think of themselves less. What's the next one?
Yeah, I think that was C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis
yeah.
said that. It was great.
I like that.
You know, it does matter.
You talked about clothing earlier. We're going to – let's leave that. I don't want to hear more about your haberdasher. Go ahead. Now let's go to the next one.
All right, let's go to the next one, which is customer service. You know, we have sometimes asked this question in our workshops, you know, why does this business exist? And the first answer people give is, oh, make money. No. Your business exists to get customers and keep customers and build loyalty with those customers. The money is a result of getting customers. So the business exists to get customers. Customer service is how we take good care of our customers and make sure that we're serving them in a way that they want to come back and tell other people about our business too. So customer service and how you treat them is
somebody once said to me,
showing professional.
I was talking about IBM was my first corporate sponsor almost 20 years ago, or 20 years ago actually, and I was. Somebody said, "Boy, I bet that was a red letter day when they said they would be your sponsor." I said, "Yeah, but it wasn't as big as the next year when they said they'd come back."
Right, right. Yeah, it's that customer.
Anybody
you know,
can get a customer.
Satisfaction.
Anybody can get a customer, but not everybody can get a customer to come back. That's two different things, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. And you know, customer loyalty is.
Yep.
It's the outcome of satisfaction. Satisfaction matters, but you want loyalty. And you know, Jim, when you make a mistake with a customer, customer recovery is, you talked about character.
That's where the character
where
comes in.
Really shows. Exactly.
I have taken my hat in my hand and gone back with my tail between my legs to a customer and said, I'm sorry, I messed up. Can I redeem myself, please? I've done it.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Exactly. And then I got time for one more. During COVID, we got one more. Let's go for one more. Let's go for composure. That's okay. The sixth one on our list. But composure. You know, you're as a business leader and as a business owner, you're going to be having lots of stressful days. You're going to have a lot of heartaches. You're going to have. You're going to be full of anxiety here and there. And not freaking out is important. You got to take each day as it comes, because if you freak out, your people are going to double freak out. So composure matters, and you're going to have difficult customers.
Right.
You're going to have difficult people working for you. And so if you're a short fuse and you have no emotional control, it's bad for you. It's bad
customers,
for the business.
Customers don't like drama queens. No question about that. Mm. And I've had people, you talk about bad customers. Someone once told me I said, what's wrong with you? They said, well, I'm dealing with this customer from hell. I said, you should never have customers from hell. They said, what do you mean? I said, you should charge people enough that if they stay with you, you love it. You'll take whatever they give you because you're making enough of them. And if you charge, and if they don't like what you charge them, they'll go away and they'll be somebody else's customer from hell. So,
yeah, isn't it interesting too, Jim, that a lot of times the customers that are most frustrating are usually the ones that are compensating you the least, right?
That's right, and that's your fault because you didn't charge them enough. I need the website quickly, Phil.
CourageBuilding.com. Jim, great to be with you as always.
Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.